Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. As culture decays, it's high time for parents to take action to protect their kids. Erwin Lutzer shows us how with a set of modern-day commandments for parents to help ensure your family's safety in the days ahead. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series on reclaiming the family. He's speaking on countering the culture as it impacts the lives of our children. Join us now for Erwin Lutzer's Commandments for Parents.
The first commandment is this: be informed regarding the culture and your children's activities. Parents, do you know what movies your children are watching? Do you know who their friends are? When they come home, do you say, "Tell me what happened in school," and you listen non-judgmentally, you listen so that they can tell you, and you're absorbing it into your soul, and you're not reacting, trying to correct, trying to say this or that, but you're learning and you are listening. Listening. Are you doing that? Do you know where your child is? Have you entered into your child's life and the sphere in which your child goes to school or the friends that he has? Every once in a while, we wake up and we discover that there was another terrible shooting in one of our high schools. When the parents are interviewed, they usually say, "Oh, we didn't know. We thought everything was fine." "Oh, really?" Then investigation shows what the kids were watching on the website. If the parents had talked to the teenager, if the parents had seen some of the warning signs, the notes that they wrote, if the parents had just gone into the child's room, they'd have seen the posters. And they'd have known that this child is on a very, very dangerous path. But parents say today, "Well, I can't go into my child's room." "Oh, really? You can't?" Of course, if you're a snoop, your child is going to reject that. But there ought to be some kind of a semblance of relationship by which you can say, "It is important for me to know what you are watching on the internet. It is important for me to know who you hang out with in school." And if the child does not want that to be your business, you lovingly and sweetly make it your business. Because God says it's your business. So first of all, know the culture and your children's activities. So many parents think, if I don't deal with it, then either A, maybe it won't be there, or else B, it'll just go away by itself. What I don't investigate somehow is going to turn out okay. It won't. Number one. Commandment number one, be informed about the culture and your children's activities. Commandment number two, combine a meaningful relationship with rules. A meaningful relationship. The scripture says in Ephesians, "Children, obey your parents," but then it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger." I have in my family file a list of 27 different ways that fathers provoke their children to anger. And one is to have rules and to say, "We're going to keep these rules." And the important thing is the rules, without the heart, without the relationship. And so children begin to rebel against the rules, and they begin to say, "I hate my dad, so I hate his God." And they begin to so despise the rules that because they don't like their father, they will deliberately do what he does not want done. So the girl will marry the guy that her father despises just to get even with him, just to teach him, just to irritate him. from my heart to yours, rules have no power in themselves to keep your child from going in the wrong way. Only a relationship can do that. Rules are important, but it's relationships that are the strength. It's that loving relationship where the child wants to please you because the relationship has been restored. Commandment number 2, combine meaningful relationships with rules. Number 3, discipline. Discipline is essential. You say, does that mean we should spank our children? Of course that means that you should spank your children. It's probably the ones who weren't spanked that didn't clap. There are 2 reasons why spanking children has fallen out of favor today. One is because of abuse. If you're abusive and angry and you just flail away at a child, then do not touch your child. Whatever you do, spankings are not an opportunity for an adult to get his anger resolved or to get something off of his own chest. That is not what spanking is for. So if you do it that way, then don't. The purpose of spanking is to make sure that the will of the child is broken, but not the spirit of the child. You must do it with care. Don't ever spank a child without later on putting your arms around him, taking him, assuring him that you do love him. Because if you want a healthy, emotional child who can function well as somebody who loves God, he or she needs to be spanked, some more than others, as Rebecca and I discovered with our own children. My children will ask at this point, please move on. The other reason is because of humanistic ideas. Oh, your little child is so good. Negotiate with him. Have you ever tried to negotiate with a 3-year-old who has just defied you? Have you ever tried that negotiation? You know what I fear? There are more Christians getting their advice as to how to rear a child from Dr. Phil than they are from the scriptures. And he may have some wisdom, but he will never teach you how to raise children who love the Lord their God with all of their heart, with all of their mind, and with all of their souls. Ray Comfort, in one of his messages that I heard, said that he disciplined one of his children. He gave the boy a spanking because of defiance. And then he hugged his boy and said, now you stay here until you're finished crying and then you come to me. And the little boy, still sniffling, found a sheet of paper, and Ray wondered, what in the world is he writing on it? And he wrote on it, I love you, Daddy. The very same day, neighbor child who's never been spanked, never disciplined, said to his mother, I hate you. And that's the difference. Do you want your child to love you? Do you want your child to hate you? I remember an adult woman who was probably in her 40s. She said, if only my dad would have spanked me, I'd have known that he loved and that he cared, but he never did. There's always that feeling that there are no boundaries. So, number 3, discipline is essential. That's the 3rd commandment. Number 4, great lessons are not taught. They are caught. For the most part, great lessons are not taught, but caught. Those of us from Chicago, we know something about snow, don't we? We've all had this experience, those of us who've had children. We're outside, maybe shoveling snow, and then the little one, maybe 5 or 6 years old, is dressed up by mother and sent outside to enjoy the snow. And when you walk across a snowbank, what does a child want to do? A child wants to walk in the very same steps. Of course they can't because their steps are so much shorter, but they try. There is a story of a man who was on his way to the beer parlor here in Chicago some time ago. and it had snowed, and he looked behind him, and there was his little boy trying to take big steps to be in his father's footsteps. And he says, "I'm trying to follow in your footsteps, Daddy." Ouch. So you want children who love the Lord their God with all their hearts? Do you love God? Do you want children who don't see certain kinds of movies? Do you see certain kinds of movies? You want children who are not caught up on some of the seamier sides of the internet? Are you caught up on some of the seamier sides of the internet? Yesterday will go down in my own life as one of the most memorable times, and I need to tell you about it only for the glory of Jesus. Yesterday I spoke at Promise Keepers in Omaha, 9,000 men, and I was asked to speak on the topic of fathers in the home, some of the material that I actually preached in the messages here. But I pointed out that there are many men who have lost all moral authority in their lives. Many of them, I said, many of you are involved in affairs right now. Many of you, one addiction after another, you're dishonest in your business. And so all that you can do basically is come home and kind of put up with a family and give some advice. But it's not as if you can become involved in your child's life and actually give him some moral direction. That's one of the things I said in addition to a lot of others over the 30 minutes that I had. The leaders at Promise Keepers told me that I could give an invitation after I spoke. I didn't know that anyone would come forward because I didn't necessarily feel filled with the Spirit, though that morning I had claimed the verse in Romans 8 that Jesus makes intercession for us. And I said, "Jesus, if you're praying for me, that's what I'm counting on." Something happened that I didn't expect. The leadership didn't expect. Men began to come forward and literally run down the aisle until the whole front area was full and they were all kneeling. And they couldn't all come forward. I had to tell them that in the aisles, they had to kneel wherever they were in the aisles because the front was too full. And obviously, some men were weeping. You could hear the tears and the groanings and the moanings as they were dealing with issues in their life. This is Pastor Lutzer. My friend, I think that there are times when we need to have crises in our lives. Whether it's the men kneeling at Promise Keepers or whether it is you kneeling in your bedroom, there are times when we need to do business with God and finally get serious about those sins in our lives that are preventing us from being the models and the guides that we should be to our children. And as I emphasize in this message, when we have a troubled conscience, we are not able to exercise our God-given responsibility. So I conclude these last few seconds by inviting you right now, join those men on their knees. You get down and you say, "Oh God, cleanse my life from all those things that are preventing me from being the parent that you are going to hold me accountable that I should be."
Today, Erwin Lutzer brought part two of Countering the Culture, another message on reclaiming the family. Keep that pencil handy. There are more commandments for parents coming on our next broadcast. Reclaiming the Family can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.